The danger of distracted driving is the target of a public outreach effort by a Fairbanks High School class. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Just Drive campaign is the product of technical writing students at West Valley High. Teacher Wendy Graham says the class worked with the State Department of Transportation to develop the outreach program, which began with a student survey that had some telling results.
70% have their phone within reach the entire time they're in the car. And they admitted to texting. They admitted to, surprisingly, the bigger numbers were music, because they know texting you're not supposed to do, but music is different, but you're still distracted and looking at your phones. So that's when we decided to make the campaign all of distracted driving and not just don't text.
Graham's students used the data to put together a press release, restaurant placemats, and an animated public service announcement about the risks of distracted driving. The outreach also includes school assemblies. At a West Valley event Tuesday, senior Chantel Smallwood shared a sobering statistic with an auditorium of students.
In the U.S., every weekend, 22 young people are killed in distracted driving-related accidents. So just to show this, can I have my two rows, the two front rows right here, just stand up for me? So this is how many people would die every weekend from distracted driving.
Federal data shows over 3,000 people were killed in distracted driving accidents in the U.S. in 2010. The West Valley presentation included an outside-produced graphic video about texting while driving that results in a deadly car crash. The audience went quiet as the reality of what can happen as the result of a range of distractions, which also include eating, applying makeup, and child care. Senior Corey Coolis, who worked on the Just Drive project, says it hit home.
Because myself, I've actually been distracted while driving, and I've almost had results that would have been consequential, you know? And I feel like a lot of the students and a lot of young adults are going to get the message.
State Department of Transportation spokeswoman Meadow Bailey praised the kids for spreading the word on a serious issue among their peers.
When students are speaking to other students, they're a lot more credible than a government agency or adults coming to them.
Students who attended Tuesday's assembly were invited to take a Just Drive pledge and given a thumb ring reminding them not to text at the wheel. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.